Good morning. What a blessing to be here this morning. It's been an encouragement to gather with the saints again. It's a real privilege. Just like to start with a word of prayer this morning. And let's pray. Yes, Father, we bow in your presence this morning. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to gather. Lord, you know we as people need this, Father, to get together, to encourage each other through your word, through song. Thank you for the songs, Lord. Thank you for blessing this time, Father. I just pray that you would be with the few thoughts that I have. Would you bring life to them and edification to that it would feed your people here today, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. The songs were a real blessing this morning. I really appreciated each one of the songs. And been going through Psalms and been listening through it, and I kept coming back to chapter 34 here, and I kept listening to it, and I'd just like to maybe read it this morning and make some comments from it, draw some comments from it. So we'll start reading Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him. Let me reread that. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The faith of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the souls of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Back in chapter 1, there's a commitment there to worship at all times. And I've found and as we look at the examples that we have, if when there's nothing that if I can say it, there's a, if we can worship the Lord when we're in a trying situation, it causes faith, and it causes us to be encouraged in Him. It shows a trust. So when there's been many trying times and in different circumstances in our lives, and if we can worship God truly in faith through them times, why, it causes a trust and a faith to build up in our lives. There's an example in I had to think of David there when he was fleeing from Absalom, was seeking to overthrow him. There was a verse there. It's found in 2 Samuel 15:32. Let's just turn there and read that. Maybe read 30 and 32. He was fleeing out of the city there. Absalom was seeking to take the kingdom from him and to overthrow his kingdom. And David, the man he wasn't going to fight unless he let the Lord fight for him. So we'll start reading in chapter and verse 30. And David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet, and wept as he went up, and had his head covered, and he went barefoot. And all the people that was with him covered every man his head, and they went up weeping as they went. And the one told David, saying, Ahithophel, thank you, is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And it came to pass that when David was come to the top of the mount where he worshiped God, I looked it up, and it gives indication that he stopped there and to worship for maybe a short period, where you worship God, and behold, Husai the Archite came to meet him with his coat rent and earth upon his head. It was just an example of encouragement, of worship, and being strengthened and encouraged through a trying time. And the other example I thought of to read was when Paul and Silas were in prison. They had just been beaten and were put in prison and in stocks. In Acts 16, they will start reading in 22. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, he drew his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. And Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." There again, the power of worship in a trying situation can bring encouragement to our own souls and give us strength to another verse I was wanting to look at was verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. And I thought, kind of verses 9 and 11, they kind of, maybe even further down, they kind of go together. It asks a question there. O fear the Lord, ye His saints, and there is no want to them that fear Him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many good days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. And seek peace and pursue it. And I thought those, that gave a definition of fearing the Lord. And I also thought of, as an example, how do you teach your children, or what is a good example to explain the fear of the Lord in? You know, the fear of the Lord is obedience to what God commands. In Genesis 22:12, I was blessed by that, where calls Abraham the friend of God, and he demonstrated his fear, his reverence of God by obedience in what God commanded him to do. After he had taken his son up on the mountain to sacrifice him as God commanded in Genesis 22:12. We'll start reading in verse 9. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar and there and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And when Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son, and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." And he said, "Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son." Amen. In the same way, when we, in obedience, do what God commands us to do. That is showing a fear and a respect for our Almighty God. Just have a few more thoughts here in, there's a promise here in 17 to 19 I'd like to read again, maybe in closing. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. What a beautiful promise for his people. I just pray that these few thoughts could be a blessing to an edification to someone. And thank you for listening. God bless you.